are releasing them that because they are going to the elections, and the president also says that after the election immediately we again start the national dialogue, and this is comes some sort of improving the environment for the dialogue and for the election and this thing. And by that, there is no one detained so far in Sudan.
Well, Mr. Minister, these two people were arrested and detained because your government said they signed this agreement with the rebel group, which you felt was a threat to national security. And you have said if they apologized. Did they apologize at all?
Yes, they actually made an apology, an indirect apology, and this is accepted by the president. And they promised not at all to join the opposition or to call for toppling the regime by force or to face some strategies humiliating the army.
Elections are coming up. I think it's on the 13th of this month. The European Union has said that there's no way that this election can be free and fair.
In fact, actually, it's not true. Actually, now the parties which are participating in this election by far are more than those who are participate in 2010. More than 45 parties are participating in the elections. I think the election for us is a constitutional and a law which obliges the government to go for the election. That is why we are going for the election.
So, Mr. Minister, does it not concern your government the fact, I mean, we hear that even the African Union is not sending observers?
African Union, they are sending observers. The African Union is not against them by the elections. The Arab leagues are sending. It's only them, the European community that are against the elections. And we don't know why. Why should we perform the elections?
Another criticism that the European Union made is that President Bashir did not go further enough to make sure that the national dialogue that he has been promoting takes place.
Actually, the president every day and now is talking about the national dialogue and persuading others to join the national dialogue. And we spent a whole year preparing for this. The opposition, actually, they are not going to join it. And we talked to the rebels outside, and they agreed to join the national dialogue. And we wait for this more than actually 2 or 3 months. And now we think that the elections wouldn't stop in face of the national dialogue.